We're three's us, there's three of us, we're weird as f**k and that's our deal. This could go anywhere, so buckle up and three's us, take the wheel.
I don't know about you guys, but I am probably the most comfortable anyone has ever been while recording Threes Us. Because I am sitting in a bed. Wait, have you recorded Threes Us from a massage table? So what's funny is, like, I know that we used to have a pretty comfortable situation where I think, like, sometimes Daniel would just straight up lay on the couch while recording.
Oh, yeah.
While we were, when we all would record physically in person together at their old house.
Yeah.
And, but I today am in a distant location, aka my girlfriend's house, and I am sitting in her bed, and I have my entire setup here so that I'm resting my feet after a long day, long 2 days at California Adventure in Disneyland.
Your two legs are in casts from all the walking you did.
yeah, I'm fucked up. Sorry.
You got into a lot of fights at Disneyland.
I did. I fought a lot of children. But
kicking these kids around.
I want to do a massage episode now where it's just like, welcome to three.
Your masseuse is like, dude, what the fuck is this?
We're waxing.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh.
You went to Disneyland.
I did.
Danny, I went to Disneyland not too long ago. Did you go on the fucking Star Wars ride?
Dude, yes. I mean, so I've been on it. I went on it the last time I went to in April. It is probably the coolest ride I've ever been on.
What?
Oh, yeah. Same. It's not even that close. It's insane.
Yeah.
Tell me, like, about the Star Wars ride.
Okay.
Mason, go ahead.
Danny, you do it. You were there more recently. You win.
So, Star Wars Rise. I always say it when I say it too fast, I fuck it up. It's the Rise of the Resistance.
Oh.
But when you say it fast, it's like Rise of the Resistance. So it's basic Ratatouille. So, well, first of all, one thing that I learned because I was looking up a bunch of fun, like, Disneyland facts yesterday is that I believe that Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, which is Star Wars Land at Disneyland, I believe once it was completed in its construction, cost about $1 billion.
Yes,
$1 billion.
Half of that was the ride.
Yes,
Rise of the Resistance.
Yeah,
no way.
Well, because it wasn't
there. How long
there,
did it take for them to build it?
Probably a couple of years.
A couple weeks,
3 days. Yeah. So the original Galaxy's Edge at Disneyland was just originally this one ride that was the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run, which is also kind of fun, but it's
a motion simulator.
It's a mosim where everybody has different there's three different roles you have. It's basically like a dungeon crawl where you have two pilots, two gunners, and two engineers. And
I wish the game mattered more, but I also understand that, like, little kids go on this ride, so you can't make it matter too much, or else it's like frustrating to have a little kid on your team.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. What's funny though too is because in this ride, the two pilots have different jobs. One of the pilot does left right steering, and the other pilot does up down steering.
Yeah.
And our friend Cordelia was there, and she ended up being the one doing up down steering. But the one thing that they told you at the very end was, oh, by the way, up is down and down is up.
Yes. Yes.
So
it is inverted, like a lot of flight simulators.
So needless to say, Cordelia sucked. I mean, she was the reason we kept hitting things. Yeah, but it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's good that the game doesn't matter too much, because kids and Cordelia would fuck up so bad that
she kept having to yell to herself, like, up is down, down is up, up is down, down is up.
They should flip left and right too.
I know, that'd be, oh my gosh.
And the direction the gun points in.
Oh my gosh.
It's just your face the entire
time.
So this was the first ride that was there. Rise of the Resistance came a little later. And I believe it came out early last year, probably, or sometime last year.
And it's far better. It's just so, so insane.
The entire Star Wars land is incredibly themed. It is so grandiose, and I can understand why so much money was put toward it.
They killed it.
Yeah, they also have a cantina there, so you actually get to go in, and there's like a droid DJ, and you can have alcoholic beverages that are, like, themed, like, I think there's, like, Tauntaun milk or something like that, which is, like, Rise of the Resistance is cool because it has one of the most unique and unique and interesting line waiting experiences, because I mean, I'll throw a little bit of a spoiler in there, but it's like you go into a thing kind of like with Haunted Mansion where you go into like the elevator and it's like, are the walls get or like, are you yeah. going down or are the walls getting taller or whatever? But it's you go in a ship. That's like a mild motion simulator. And then you like get captured by Empire forces.
Yeah.
And you then come out of the ship and you're immediately in like a Star Destroyer. Mm. And there's like a gigantic, you walk into this loading bay, like the entire loading bay. They have, it's like absolutely massive. There's probably like 100 different stormtrooper like animatronics that are there. Just like a lined up. And then also all the Imperial like cast members that are playing Imperial guards are assholes to you. Because you know, like I got roasted the first time I went and did this.
I heard they used to be meaner.
Yeah, I think they what? I mean like
what did they say?
Well, like back when I was there in April, it was like around my birthday, and I had like a little pin thing that said like it's my birthday. And they were like, is it really your birthday? And I was like, no, I mean, it was like 3 days ago. And they were like, oh, so you're just a liar and you're like, and whatever. And then like they started roasting me also like about like my girlfriend, Hannah, for some reason. I think they just like were taking pot shots at me being like a fucking loser for some reason.
And then they tabletopped you?
Yeah. And then they tabletopped me and Hannah's the one who actually pushed me.
Nuts.
Yeah.
The idea of stormtroopers tabletop someone is really fun.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, they go full into like the, we're a dick to you because you're rebel scum sort of thing.
Yeah. They like captured you and you're prisoners. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's just so immense. And then the ride itself.
One of them
is,
spit in my mouth.
Oh. And you're kind of like, oh, thank you, actually.
And then a bunch of them made me drink their piss.
Oh my gosh.
It's like kind of misleading then to say that half of all the budget was for the ride, because like the ride is more than just a ride. It's like part of the entire experience, yes. Right?
Yeah. It's the most comprehensive ride I've ever been on. Like it has, this ride is like four different rides.
Yeah.
And they escort you to each stage of the ride, like in stages. And there are some parts where the like punchline is like a visual like cue or a set you're walking onto or a person you're interacting with or a ride you're on.
Yeah.
It's insane. I cannot recommend this ride enough.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Also like, okay, so two things. The first thing is like, you know how like a lot of rides have like a standout moment, kind of like the money shot sort of thing.
Yeah. Or like a really sick drop. Yeah.
Yeah. This ride has like four of those and they're all kind of, they're all good enough to be their own ride. And anyway, so you know how like the new trilogy gets some shit for being like, well, for ending like absolute trash, first of all, but also just for being like having a little soullessness in it at points and like people like to hate on it. I feel like after going to Disneyland and seeing how they've fully capitalized on the IP of the new trilogy, I totally get it. And like they did so much better capitalizing on the IP of the trilogy than on the trilogy itself.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally. The Imagineers,
It like tricks my brain into thinking the new trilogy is like the best movies in all of Star Wars.
Yeah. I mean, just to give Daniel, like, so it's weird because it's also a type of ride when you're actually on the carts that's like different, because it's like a magnetic track. Like you can't see the track you're on because it's like it's programmed to go a specific way, but you can't see an actual, you know,
that's
route.
Cool.
And
it's like maglev.
Yeah. And you're like running from Kylo Ren the whole time. And there's like even like a mild jump scare where like a lightsaber comes through like the ceiling and like, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
and like, and they have AT-ATs. They have like full. He takes off his mask and just spits in your mouth. Yeah. And it is Adam Driver too. Yeah. But
Adam Driver is hired to be there and spits in your mouth.
Yeah,
you look at the people behind you and he's like doing it for every single.
He has to go down the line.
Oh my gosh. But yeah,
he calls each of you rebel scum.
Yeah. There's like full AT-ATs in there too that like they don't move, but they're like, it's such
a big space. It defies imagination.
Okay, fine. I'll go check it out. You can
Daniel. It's worth whatever weight. But also here's one thing that I learned about Disneyland. I will never go back to not having genie passes.
Is that like FastPass?
Yeah, it's basically the new FastPass where it is an extra expense at the front, but it can be if you order far out enough. Like it was like $25 for 2 days. So it's like $12.50 a day, but it makes the experience infinitely more bearable in terms of the lines. Because you basically play like a mini game where you like refresh your phone and try and nab like a nearby like hour long time segment in which you go to a ride and then you spend like probably about a third of the time in line than anyone on standby.
Can't you not cash it in on certain rides though if they're baller enough rides?
Yeah, or they're new enough. So yeah, for Rise of the Resistance, it has to be separate. You have to pay like an additional $20 just to get the Genie Pass for that. Right. But
one ride.
yeah. But what we did like the first time is we waited until the very end of the night to do it because by then lots of kids are gone and our wait time was like 30 minutes, which is probably I don't even know if you can go do that ride's wait in less than 30 minutes because of how many stages there is to it, but that's like part of the appeal though, you know. Anyway, that was a long winded thing because
use offer code 3ZIS at your Disneyland checkout
Could you imagine being sponsored by Disney? That'd be so sick. It's funny because like I think we ended up just basically like jerking off whoever made the Rise of the Resistance. Like that was what Mason and I ended up doing.
Personally jerk them off for doing a really good job.
Yeah, I think it was like 400
that's just generally
people.
How I feel professionally. If you do a really good job, I'll jerk you off.
Oh my god,
come on over.
Yeah, come on over. But yeah,
you deserve
it. You know what? One thing that I completely forgot to do at the beginning before we went into this was have a shout out a shout out. But that's okay. I have a couple of them here. 1 second, because it's also I wanted to do like a mild polls recap for a couple of things here.
Sorry for using the term jerk off. If you don't have that anatomy, I'll still do stuff for you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So I have a shout out. This is another shout out from Daniel.
What's up, me? Yeah,
I'm assuming
Daniel.
Different Daniel, yeah. Probably.
Different Daniel.
Yeah. So different Daniel says, are you really a 3ZIS podcast listener if you can't run the 40-yard dash in under 1 second?
No, you can't. You're not. We only 1 second? Okay. So
under a second. Yeah.
Yeah. Only real fans of ours are like cheetahs, I guess.
Yeah, or like the Flash.
Or a car.
Yeah, vehicles. a car also with like a driving start. You know, like a car. A car could still not do 40 yards in under a second. Yeah. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. Daniel, who I'm still not completely convinced isn't just Daniel Park, leaving comments, because it's literally just Daniel.
Yeah, and I know shout Daniel out has to Spotify, you, but also on your next comment you leave us and shout out, please somehow include proof that you are not Daniel Park.
Yeah.
Okay. Do that.
I don't know how to do that though. You can't like provide an image or anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Or, like, it's a stock photo.
Yeah. It's just a photo of Daniel from his like public Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
We're like, oh, come on. You know? Yeah.
So shout out to Daniel. You can be like Daniel and get a shout out from us. You can DM us on Instagram. You can leave a Spotify like feed interaction. You can leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. You can leave a comment on YouTube content, or you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/3ZIS.
I feel like that's tripped you up like the last two times now. The slash.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard. I have a thing I want to go over really quickly y'all, and I want your opinions.
Okay.
I just wrote this out. It's called Good Slang, Bad Slang. Mm-hmm. We're just going to talk about slang phrases and give like a substanceless gut feeling
okay.
answer of like, that slang's good, that slang's bad.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, you're not saying like the slang itself is bad. You're just saying you don't like to use it. Or maybe you do personally find it distasteful how you've seen it used.
Okay.
We're not judging people who like use it in general.
Interesting. Yeah.
And also
so just like our general impressions of it.
Sure. Yeah. Like I can't help but be extremely subjective about it. And I don't judge people who like these pieces of slang, to be clear.
Yeah.
Certainly don't judge the people who invented it. And I also want to add another disclaimer. I shouldn't disclaim this so much, but in our culture, we like invariably borrow slang from gay and black communities. And so like definitely always in favor of the slang when used by members of the community who pioneered it. But like, obviously by the time it gets to the mainstream, you can see some pretty lame usages of it. For example, okay, have you seen the meme / piece of slang on like TikTok or Instagram? And it's like bro fighting for his life.
I think I've heard that before.
I don't think
you know
I've seen
what
this.
I mean?
I don't know what this
All
is.
Right, no. So it's basically like anytime there's a funny video in which a a masculine person is horny or can be horny or in frame, like gawking at someone or something, it'll be like, you know, bros fighting for his life out there. Like just basically like,
I guess bro, I did not know what that
bros
was.
Bros resisting.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess bros resisting the urge to, I don't even
sexually
know. Like
assault?
hopefully not that. I guess I haven't thought about this very long. I've just seen
like,
it a
like
lot.
Bro, maybe, bros just really horny.
Yeah, like bros trying not to like see come off as like extremely like horny thirsty, and embarrassing in public, I think is how I take it.
Okay, okay.
But
for
but,
me, it's like, eh.
Yeah, so
I don't find it very relatable.
Yeah. Also, Daniel, what did you have in mind before I gave a different example? Maybe I'm the one who's wrong.
Oh, I had, oh, I had an example,
I just thought
too.
It was, I thought it meant like in a situation where like someone's like comically struggling at something.
Okay, yeah. That probably is also true. I've just seen it in a very specific case.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, totally. Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty indifferent to this one, I guess, because it
I'm
took me a second
slang.
To. Yeah,
I think the truth it's speaking to is that, you know, we boys all agree that it's extremely hard not to be deeply embarrassing in public when we see someone attractive.
Yeah.
I just don't find that relatable.
Yeah.
And I think it's over dramatized and silly. So sure. I don't think it's good slang.
Not get like those cartoon googly eyes. Riz. Oh, Riz. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Relatedly, Riz.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Short for charisma, I think.
Yes, that is true.
And like I could use it in a sentence, for example. This one genuinely made me laugh. I saw a video where like this is probably not sexual, but it's like two like chimpanzees and like one just grabs one of the other's nipples just very casually and just sits there with holding their nipple. And one of the top comments was bros got that ancestral riz.
Oh my God. Ancestral riz. Geez. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
funny. I like this that usage because like what I usually see is like cringe kids using riz.
Yes.
Yeah.
And, like,
yeah.
I think there's like hitting the riz, which you just go,
oh yeah, you like smolder at the camera.
Yeah. And so like I think the usage of it is kind of cringy, but
yeah,
honestly I kind of like it.
Yeah, I think it'd be kind of fun. It's I feel like I hate that now I think of it in that same sort of world with shit like On God, like No Cap, like
for real
On God in my book is bad slang.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's just anytime I see like 11-year-olds saying something that I thought was kind of fun, I'm like, it's not fun anymore.
They're too young to use it in a way that's not like inappropriately like cringy or something.
Yeah. Like I definitely heard people at Disneyland yesterday. Like I was hanging out in line behind like a couple of like 11-year-olds, and they were like, "Oh, dude, Riz on God, bro!" And I was like, "Fuck, damn it."
Oh, that's hilarious.
And I was like, man, like I think the concept of Riz and having Riz just be short for charisma, I think is fine and fun, but like, I don't know.
I've mostly heard it as like, instead of really just being like the word, a stand-in for the word charisma, it's really about like boys wooing
or trying to
people that they're interested in.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But okay. So here's my verdict. Riz is like bad slang in most contexts, how it's used.
Sure.
But there is one context I think it's very good slang, which is sort of the meme joke, bro got that blank Riz, where I see it the most often because it's a way, like when that's the prompt, you can be very funny sometimes. Like, bro got that blank Riz. If you find the perfect word for it, you're always going to be very funny to me.
Sure, ancestral Riz. Yeah.
All right. It's giving blank. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about here?
Yeah. It's giving.
Like, I like it's giving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this was borrowed from the queer community.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think it could be fun. I love when people use it for the wrong types of things, like It's giving malnutrition, or like it's giving, right, and then just right, like yeah, a weird, like it's giving murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's giving serial killer.
Yeah. I think that's fun. I mean, obviously, I don't use it in like the normal it's context, but yeah. I like it though.
Yeah. Honestly,
check out
now
this
that
dead
I think
body
about it,
I have.
It's giving murder.
Now that I think
yeah
about it though, like I feel like it's giving. I've never heard in a like really cringy way at all.
Sure.
Yeah. So my verdict is that when used in a tone that's pretty faithful to where the slang came from, it's usually very good. I ultimately wrote, though, that because, like, generally I'm assessing these on, like, how the mainstream uses them, sure, I did in the end write bad slang because I've heard it misused and overused too often to not.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, especially when
can
it's
used. Can
you give
used, an example of, like, misused?
Well, maybe not misused, but just like shoehorned into a situation where I don't think
that.
Oh, or
it doesn't feel. Yeah, okay.
How's my outfit? It's giving funny answer is great.
Yeah.
No
yeah
notes. Mm-hmm. But like, I love this weather. It's giving fall. It's like, shut up.
That just sounds like live, laugh, love to me. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like technically, you're not absolutely misusing it because you didn't say like. Mm. Check out the weather. It's giving baked beans. But also fuck you and don't use cool slang to be not cool. I don't know.
Giving fall. Yeah.
Not me. Like, do you know the sentence
exactly
template? Not me. You know, like
I don't know what this is now.
All right. So in this one, like,
can I try to explain it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go for it, Daniel.
So I believe it's used when someone witnesses something very personal to them.
Oh.
But I had it but I lost it.
It would be like someone talking about how Americans have a snack foods addiction.
Mm.
And like I might type in something like not me watching this covered up to my neck in Cheeto dust.
Right. Oh, so yeah, it's like something really embarrassing that you don't want to admit.
But you're
gonna say it because it's funny.
Okay. I like that because it kind of I think it creates like a meme template for what you're like saying there and
it's a canvas on which you can be very funny.
It's also
I'm
like
gonna say
oh yeah.
Oh go ahead.
I was gonna say like it's kind of like jokingly self-deprecating a little bit typically
in our generation
gonna say that
oh no sorry Daniel.
I was gonna say it's a good slang for me because of the self-deprecation
me stealing Daniel's point so he looks dumb
I give that thumbs up for sure. Yeah, that's good slang.
I think it's good slang. I challenged the people using it to go bigger and more vivid with what they added behind it because I think it just makes it funnier.
Go bigger or go homer. Yeah. Go further home. Yeah.
Not me drooling down my chest as I enthusiastically scarf down a 14th Klondike bar.
I do love Klondike bars.
All right, specific.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm just riffing. let's see. Okay. This I'll end on this. This is my probably least favorite one of all time, and it's dated. And I understand that like everything that's dated will score worse because it's been overused
But
I think my least favorite one of all time is epic.
Oh, epic chungus. I think
epic is my least favorite piece of slang period.
Yeah.
I think it just literally never set well with me. Like it was pretty mainstream to say in like the late 2000s and early 2010s.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it then too. I actually like reflexively go out of my way to avoid using it, even when it's an appropriate word, because I have such an instinctual cringe for it.
Is it because I think it's one of those hyperbolizations? I feel like where people usually will use it to describe something that is fairly normal or like not that awesome.
Yeah.
In the same way that they'll say like literally incorrectly,
which I just did.
Yeah, like that was such an epic outfit you wore yesterday like you know
for me, epic like I don't like it just because it doesn't really inspire anything like it's not imaginative, you know, it's just like really good,
right?
Like there's no like extra factor in it at all. It's just
you're not bringing new imagery to the table.
That's why you should change it. You should swap it out with thought-provoking. Just like
bro,
the line
thought-provoking fail.
That is pretty funny.
I also think it's giving nerd who shouts things like nerd pride as though nerd stuff hasn't become mainstream for like two decades now.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
What about Let's Go then? Sorry, this is like
Let's Go.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'm on Team Bad Slang just because the people who overuse Let's Go usually people that make me socially uncomfortable.
Yeah.
At least the ones in my generation who use that term too much are like that.
I agree, but also I still cannot help but say Let's Go whenever something cool happens.
It is okay. Like, never mind. It's good slang.
No, like I fundamentally like if my team scores like a game winning like, I don't know, touchdown in football, I'd be like, let's fucking go. And I like literally can't stop myself, even though I also am annoyed by people who say let's go all the time.
I feel like it also could be one of those slangs where you like say it ironically at first, but then
it's actually no longer really good to use ironically.
It kind of just comes out of you when something cool happens. Yeah. Like I've heard Daniel say let's go a bunch of times. I've heard Mason say it a bunch of times. Yeah. I've heard Mason say let's fucking go, dude. Like a bunch. Yeah.
I really like let's fucking go at bad times. Like if a bird shits on your windshield and you just reflexively scream let's go.
I think I've heard you say it ironically when like Final Cut crashes, let's fucking go, dude.
That's what we're talking about.
I like that, Mason. Thank you
lost my house to the bank.
Let's fucking go,
let's
dude.
Let's fucking move out because we have to go.
Let's get evicted.
Can't stay here.
All
right, fine. I'm team good slang then. Thank you for playing good slang bad slang with me, friends.
Thank you. That was thought-provoking, if you will.
Speaking of going,
I'm trying to get it to catch on, you know.
You're trying to get thought-provoking to be the hot new slang.
Thought-provoking. Thought-prov.
Or just prov, bro.
Dude, prov, man. Prov. Shit was prov, yeah.
All right. Speaking of going, let's go to what we're doing next.
Let's fucking go to the next thing.
Fucking go.
Okay, so I have a game.
Cool.
And I decided to call it Danny Higgs Boson Particle.
Yeah, what?
I have questions.
Yeah, it's not our Danny, first of all.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
It's Danny Higgs because it's Danny Higgs is the TikTok account that I found this fun game. And it's just Song Smasher, but it's a competition. Like, I'll give you guys prompts, and you have to give me the combination.
Okay.
And I, like, there were so many that they had that I really liked, so I'm just going to straight up steal them.
Okay.
But not steal them because, like,
you're crediting.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's some of my favorites.
Yeah.
Nickname for chickpeas and stuffed animals.
Wait, sorry. This is a song
like Garbanzo
title?
Beanie Babies.
Garbanzo Beanie Babies.
Oh, I went hummus. Yeah. I went the route of hummus. Fucked. Yeah. I don't know what we were going for, so I was about to say like hummus smash, like let me smash, but I don't know what the fuck that is. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, sorry. I didn't get the.
Sorry.
Garbanzo Beanie Babies.
It's like a portmanteau where the last syllable or sound of the first word is the first.
Yes. Okay. So we've done similar things. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Unit of laundry detergent. Plus foot doctor.
Podiatrician.
Podiatrist.
Oh,
Tide podiatrist.
Damn it. I said pediatrician, the kid's doctor. Yeah.
Podiatrician.
Yeah.
Oh, it's funny.
Dang it. Okay.
Okay. This one's a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
Country in Central Africa plus dance where you have your hands on the shoulders of the person in front of you.
Oh, Congo line. Yeah. Or Democratic Republic of Congo line. Nice.
Oh, yeah. And then the other thing is like the first word will always be the first part, and then the second word is the second part.
Right.
So you have to say the entire thing. All right. Next one. Oh, this is great. Merry Christmas in Spanish. Plus bad relationship with your father.
Feliz Navidad issues.
Feliz Navidad issues.
Yes. Navidad issue.
I was like, if I didn't get this one, then I'm horrible. Yeah. That's great. I love that.
Okay. Now how about some of the ones that I made?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first one, America's favorite fizzy drink plus movie starring Emma Stone and Ryan Gosling.
Oh.
Coca-Cola La Land.
Yes, Coca-Cola La Land.
You know what's funny is they also starred together in Crazy Stupid Love, so that's where my head went.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here's the next one. Slang affirmation to royalty plus multination cops.
Oh my gosh. Wait, multination cops. I was going to say Slay Queen's Guard.
You got the first one,
Slay
right?
Queen Queen Mary, Slay Queens, multinational, what?
Yeah, this was a little bit of a slant. Sorry, guys.
Okay, no worries. What is the second part of that again? It's multinational what?
Multi-nation cops.
Oh, cops. NATO? Slay Queen NATO? I don't know.
What's another way to say multi-nation in adjective form?
Oh, like international?
Yeah. And another word for cops?
Slay Quinterpol?
Yeah, Slay Queen-terpol.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, okay. Yeah, there we go.
That was a stretch. That was my bad. I should have thought more on that.
No, you're doing great.
Slay Queen-terpol,
all right, here's the last one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just do it.
Okay.
Bon Jovi song we sang in B-Fom.
Cool.
Plus another song we sang about kids.
Yeah, hoops. Living on a Prayer of the Children.
Okay, yeah.
Living on a Prayer of the Children.
Okay, gosh. Good.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that was the last one.
I have one.
Okay.
I have one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Place to put dirty clothes, American candy bar.
Hershey's bar?
Hamper-she's kiss? Yeah.
Not hamper.
Oh. Basket Cat.
Yeah,
laundry basket cat.
Oh, okay. Cat. I was going to say laundromat cat. Laundromat mat. Yeah. That's great. No, I love this idea. This sounds infinite.
Oh, I have one.
Mm. Yeah.
Musical instrument public shaming.
Guitared and feathered.
Nice. Very nice, Danny.
There we go. Nice. I just got the first instrument I thought of was the right one. Yeah.
If you did something bad and need to be publicly shamed, you are covered in feathers and handed a guitar.
Guitared and feathered. Yeah.
Free bird.
you have to play a cover in front of everybody.
Yeah. Oh, a musical instrument and the something cute you call somebody.
Trumpet name?
Yeah. Yeah, trumpet name.
Trumpet name.
Yeah.
That's Danny Higgs boson particle.
Nice, Daniel. Yeah. That was fun.
I'm glad it wasn't about science.
Like many Daniel games, I want to moderate one in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to.
Basically, Daniel draws influence from TikTok, and then Mason and I steal it from Daniel.
It's a whole ass pipeline. Yeah.
And with that is the end of the Threesis podcast. That is the end of the Threesis podcast episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. Daniel, is there anything you'd like to say?
I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye.